The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time now to place another book on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. Helena Duggan, the children's author, placed her favourite on the bookshelf last week. The week before, it was the turn of Tánaiste Ó Micheál Martin. This week, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner, Mick Clifford. Mick, you're welcome to the show. What book are you putting on the bookshelf?
Here, and I suppose the book, I just finished a book there a while back. Dennis Lehane is an American, Irish-American crime writer, and he's written a number of books. Some of them have been turned into movies. I'm trying to think now the names, but I can't think. But some of them have been turned into movies. But this one, Small Mercies, I think it's his latest one, but it is fantastic. It's based in the 70s. I have a bit of an obsession.
I've read it.
Yeah. I've been an obsession with reading material in the 70s myself. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to name drop Pascal Donoghue recommended us to me.
Really? Pascal's a massive reader.
He is. Anyway, so tell people at home who haven't read it, what's it about?
Yeah, it's about the time in Boston, South Boston, where the Irish were, when there was busing, which was basically black people who were bused in order for more integrated education. There was major reaction against it, particularly among the Irish Americans, an awful lot of hassle. In the midst of all this, the characters involved, there's a woman who was in there and she was with her young daughter, and the daughter disappeared, and a huge part of the book is based around her going in search of her daughter and encountering members of the local Irish mob. And it's a brilliant social study while retaining the elements of a thriller and the whodunit and the page-turning element. And Lehane is excellent in that territory.
Yeah, there's a bit of the Liam Neeson in Taken about it, isn't there? She kind of goes on this tour of retribution. Well, first of all, a tour of a kind of investigation and ultimately retribution. And it is the backdrop to it, though. It's the context that makes it fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and for those
kind of Dorchester and Southie and all these places that
I think, you know, we've this notion about the Irish were put down in America, and they were. But by God, when it came to putting down the next tribe, whatever you want to call them, that were coming up, they were fairly handy at it themselves in places like that. And some of them stuck out, some of them didn't go along with that, and they feature in this kind of book as well, you know. But I think it's top class, and he's a great writer too.
Yeah, he is a great writer. It is a great book. I would recommend it as well. Small Mercies by Dennis Lehane. So is that your favourite book of all time?
No.
Oh, is it not? Okay,
no.
Well, you're putting that on the bookshelf. What is your favourite book of all time?
My favourite book, I would have to say, when you say favourite book, you know,
it's hard to pick a favourite book.
It is very hard, but if you're talking about one that you've taken a desert island, one of the reasons being because it's so big is the reason I like this one. And I've read it twice, and that's The Executioner's Song by Norman Mailer.
Oh, really?
What's
it about?
It's about Gary Gilmore. Gary Gilmore was a criminal who was executed at 36. He spent most of his adult life in prison. It covers the last 9 months of his life when he was released from prison, all the way. He went out to Utah. He was there, you know, Utah, Mormon state, and what have you. He ended up 6 months later, murdering two people in cold blood, just in the form of a robbery. I mean, it was just absolutely senseless thing. Executions had been stopped in the US. He was the first one to be executed, I think, in about 10 years. He did not appeal. And if he did, there's all likelihood he would have got off. He said, OK, I want to go ahead with it. And he was shot. It was the method of execution out there. Mailer, I love Mailer. He covered it. Mailer's non-fiction work is, I don't really like his fiction, even though he wanted to be the great American novelist. His non-fiction work is outstanding. I mean, you know, The Fight, the one he did, and Armies of the Night, which was about the protests of the Vietnam War. The thing with those books and with Mailer in general in his non-fiction work is Norman has to be in the bloody thing. He can't take himself out of it. He's bang centre, his ego is flying page to page. He's a brilliant writer, but he does that in this. There's no sign of him.
Oh, right.
And he writes in this simple, short sentences. He writes nearly in sympathy with the landscape, with the people, and it's the real American dream turned sour. It's the flat Sam and the jet Sam of the American dream. People who are struggling, who have religion, who try to have community, but they're never going to make it in America the way people are thought about America. And and then they've Gilmore at the centre of it, a complete lost cause.
Yeah.
Somebody who visited violence on a lot of people as well. And he does, the first main chunk of the book is all of that. The second chunk is those who came in once it looked like he was going to be executed. The journalists, the TV makers, the people who flooded in to cover it. And they're in print on the thing. And it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
The whole thing studied. It's nearly 1,000 pages. Kieran, I can't do big books, but this is the kind of book that...
You make an exception to the rule.
I read it again, I'd say. The way he writes in the thing is absolutely fantastic.
The Executioner's Song by Norman Mailer. Maybe not your favourite book of all time, but certainly up there. Can't pick a favourite, but it would be on the
top three. It would be up there. Definitely.
What are you reading at the moment?
Well, the one... I've mixed up your thing now. Lahan was the one I read at the moment, but the one that I would give a special mention that I didn't read that long ago is Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These.
Okay.
Because if Mailer is at one end of the scale, Claire Keegan is at the other. She writes so sparingly, so her books are so short, and do you know what she's absolutely superlative at is the unspoken, what's not said,
okay,
but implied, inferred. I think, and this book is absolutely, it brought me, all I can say about it is reading the thing, it put you there on those streets. I've only visited Wexford a few times, but I knew this town intimately through reading that book. And the time, the 80s, the character, Bill Furlong, he was the coal man at the centre of it. What You Call Him's made a movie of it.
Cillian Murphy's.
And Enda Walsh did the screenplay.
Yeah.
But and I'd love to see that movie. I don't think it's been released in cinemas yet. But she is, her short stories are the same. She's really something else. Like, and it's the sparing nature of her prose and what is inferred and implied in the whole thing.
So is that what you're putting on the bookshelf?
I think.
Okay. We're taking off. Instead, he's reading at the moment, or he's just read Dennis Lehan's Small Mercies. I got that the wrong way around, but that is a great book, and I'm going to recommend that anyway. Other people should read it. But Small Things Like These by Claire Keegan is firmly going on the bookshelf. And if you could squeeze a second book in there, but it'd be some squeeze at 1,000 pages. The Executioner's Song by Norman Mailer. Mick Clifford, special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Well, I was about to say thanks, Mick, and let you go, but you've got your own book coming out.
I have, Kieran, I've coming out in August. Who Killed Una Linsky? It's a study of that horrendous crime, and there was a revenge killing, and it's also a study of the role of the Gardaí. This is back in the 1970s, in an area that I'm very interested in, and that'll be out hopefully in August.
In August. What's the name of it again?
Who Killed Una Linsky
by Mick Clifford, author and special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Mick, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.